the cursive writing. But it's like, that's how you really brand yourself, because I want my logo to outweigh my face at the end of the day, outweigh my appearance. I want my logo to last longer. That's something that can't be thrown away. That's going to be on the internet forever. Me, you know, I'm going to pass and my time is gone, but my logo is going to live forever. And people know that's going to represent something that's way bigger than me. And that's why I value so much on getting a solid logo. You know, a lot of people try to put a whole bunch of crazy colors in their logo. Keep it simple. I can't tell you how important it is to keep it simple. There's definitely some things that, you know, psychology wise that go into, you know, building a logo and picking your colors for your theme and that, but we'll go over that a little later. But Keep your logo simple. Simple and easy to stick anywhere. Small enough to where you can put on a t-shirt, you can put on a sticker, you can put on a hat, and you can just stamp it everywhere. That's my biggest key, is make it, you know, something you love and know you can change it, but make it have the ability to stamp it anywhere.
Yeah, and then for logos, like a little bit more on the practical side too, mm-hmm. This is stuff that we'll get into later in the mm-hmm. course when we talk about like colors and aesthetics yeah. and stuff like that. But something as simple as, your logos don't have to be black and white, first off. They can be any color. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually going to link a video below that goes into detail on like what each color means and represents and stuff like that, mm-hmm. which I know you guys are going to find a lot of value from. But try to stay away from stuff like gradients mm-hmm. and shit like that, because a gradient is a color that kind of, let's say there's red and blue, mm-hmm. and it gradually goes from the red to the blue. Mm-hmm. That's a gradient. Red is just all red. Black is all black. White is all white. So personally, like I try to stay away from gradients, just because little things like, it's harder to put on a shirt. Mm-hmm. It's harder to put, you know, if you're going to make stickers or just to use, mm-hmm. and like the hex codes and stuff like that. Like, it's little mm-hmm. tedious stuff. Mm-hmm. So like, if you could try to stay with solid colors. And if you're going to do gradients, like, let it be a light gradient and stay in the same parent family. So it's like, go from a darker red to a lighter red. Don't go from like a red to purple or mm-hmm. something like that, because it looks bad, you mm-hmm. know. And one big thing about a logo is, don't go cheap.
Yeah.
Do not be cheap about your logo.
Don't go to Fiverr.
Yeah, like, and if you're gonna go to Fiverr, yeah. like, spend the most money possible and get a logo. Yeah. And again, like, make sure that the logo, if it's big, it can be big and go. If it's small, it can be small.
Yeah.
You know, be compact. Understand that there's three different types of logos too. Like, you know, you can get an emblem. An emblem is like when you see a little graphic, right? Mm-hmm. And Nike. So mm-hmm. Nike has a check mark. That's yeah. an emblem. Mm-hmm. Then Nike written out in a certain font that's a logo in itself. So always understand too that it's not always about having one thing. Like, I have my DP, right? And then I have my Derek Perez that I always use in a certain font, mm-hmm. right? That's a logo in itself. People have to understand that. TW has his thing, and then when he puts Terrell Wallace, it's different. Mm-hmm. So also, like, when you're making a logo and when you're getting your shit done, you know, tell your graphic designer, like, hey, I want something that has my name, that it's across, you know, horizontal, that can fit good vertically, that if I blow up, it looks good. Like, let me see it big, and mm-hmm. just have them, like, put it on renderings and mock-ups of a T-shirt. Like, look, literally, go on Google and put T-shirt rendering, and they'll give you the PNG file and put it on a T-shirt. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you got to start a brand, and we'll talk about this later, too. Like, but you can at least make one T-shirt with your logo on it, mm-hmm. right? And make sure that it's representable. And again, there's little mistakes that you'll see. We'll give you like all the disclosures yeah. and all the tools, but again, I know you guys are gonna make mistakes, and it's okay. But when you do, like, always take, you know, stuff into consideration and realize it, and like, again, don't be cheap about the logo, mm-hmm. and don't be afraid to change it up. Like, it's always okay to rebrand yourself when you understand stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, for the most part too, like, a big tip is that when you're getting your logo done for the first time, don't go all in. Like, you're gonna get a logo, mm-hmm. and what I mean by this is, you're gonna get a logo, and don't go get pens, t-shirts, mugs, yeah. and all that stuff with it. Have the logo for a couple months,
right.
or a couple weeks or something, just in case you want to change it, because there's very high possibilities. Like, we're experienced now, and you'll get to that level where we know what we look for and we know what logo is going to work. Right. A lot of times, graphic designers are going to send you something and you're going to think it's cool at the time when you first get it because you've never had anything, and then you're going to like run into problems. Like, right. And that's when you're going to be like, oh shit, I need to change the logo, or I need to change the color, or why'd I use a gradient? Why'd I use this? Right. So, like, a big tip is like, get your logo, use it for a couple weeks, get feedback, see what people think. Dude, I had like four logos before this one.
Yeah, you had all
so yeah, and they were all they all sucked. I tried putting them on shirts, and I was like, wow, that's horrible. Like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, so don't be afraid, you know, the process too. Like, don't be cheap about it. You know, if you pay some good, like, you should invest $250, $300 plus on your logo in a good graphic designer, you know, and like, have a graphic designer that can actually sit down with you, that can brainstorm with you and stuff like that. It's just like anything else. You know, you pay for what you get, and just, you know, we're going to link the video below, and like, there'll be a lot more details of like colors and what colors mean, and they understand, which is important, but I don't think it's important enough is what we're telling you right now. So again, is there anything else that you want to add?
Yeah, I just want to piggyback off it. You know, he talked about getting feedback. That's very, very crucial. You know, show your audience and kind of let like take their advice or whatever into consideration.
And if people say it sucked, don't take it personal. Like, that's a good thing.
Yeah, don't take none of that personal, you know, but always want to get their advice. Again, you're really building your brand for yourself, but you're really building your brand for your community too, especially if you're trying to sell something. Mm-hmm. So getting their input on what you're trying to create is awesome. That's what I always do. I value people's input. I might not use it all the time, but I do value, you know, it makes other people feel important. Like, it feels like they're a part of the process. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's very, very important, especially when you're new and you're up and coming. It's like, you want people to feel like they're a part of your come up. They're a part of your brand, and they're part of your legacy you're trying to create.
They'll help you. People respect you for that shit too. Facts. Like, think about it. I personally think that every human being on planet Earth should have a damn logo.
Facts. 100%.
Every human being on Earth.
Yeah.
So it's like, the fact that you have a logo already shows more credibility than somebody that doesn't. 100%. And that's something simple.
Simple.
Like, that's something simple. Like, if you're in network marketing, or you're doing whatever it is that it's yourself, mm-hmm. right, where you're the face of it, or even if you work under somebody else, like, again, it goes back to always repping you, repping who you are about. And this is for the personal brand people, you know, for your business. Again, everything applies the same. Like, understand that, like, it's okay, you know, when you're starting a business. Like I'm saying, now we're at a more experienced level, and you're going to get to that level. So we know what to look for. If we're doing a logo, what's going to work. Right. If we're going to start a company, you know how to get it up and going. But this is more about the process. Like, people who are at the level where we were a couple years ago.
Right.
And like again, what he was saying, people love to be part of the process, and if they know you're doing that, they're going to encourage you. Because when I was doing my logo and I was asking people, you know, I asked everybody, and don't ask your fucking friends.
Right.
Don't ask your friends.
Yeah.
Literally, you know what I did? Yes. Yeah. You know, I grabbed my phone, and at my job, like, I started a new job or whatever, I literally went to all of them and I was like, hey, can you tell me what you think of this? Don't tell them what it is.
Right.
And they're like, oh, I mean, I was like, okay, now I know it sucks.
Right.
Like, literally do that. Don't ask your
unbiased,
fucking friends.
Unbiased
opinions. Like, people that have no idea who you are, or you're just, and don't even tell them what it's for.
Right.
Just put the phone right there and be like, hey, can you check that out? What do you think?
Right.
What do you think? And that's going to give you a ton of feedback. Because I know, I speak from experience, like, people told me, yo, I would see the results and I'm like, nah,
right,
that's not gonna work. And then this one, people liked it more than I liked it.
Yeah,
like, for real, for everybody was like, hey, yo, this shit is dope, this and that, like, I fuck with your logo. And I was like, damn, I didn't even think it was that good.
Right.
But your audience would always tell.
Absolutely.
Those are the people that matter. So
that's it.
Anything else you want to add? Nope. Well, that's it for this video. Again, if you have any questions, let us know, and we'll see you guys on the next video.
What's up, guys? Welcome to step 10 in 25 steps of building a successful brand. And this is my favorite, you know, it's having a logo. I can't tell you guys how much I love my logo. I mean, I have it tatted on me in my stomach. I have it tatted on me on my hand. My logo for me means everything. You know what I mean? He has it on his hat. You know what I mean? I'm not wearing it, but, you know, I'm repping something I represent as well, a brand I represent and I love as well. But your logo is everything. It is absolutely everything. And, you know, there's so many things that go into building a solid logo that people don't, you know, take, you know, they don't realize. You know what I mean? For the most part. So here's a story. Like, I had my first logo I made was like back in like 2014. And it was kind of similar to what, you know, what I have now, but it's very different. And so I changed it because I was like, I don't like the direction of this logo is going. So I made a new one. And that's one thing to take into consideration. You can always change things. You know, just
Instagram,
you,
remember when they had the old ass thing? Yeah, and everybody knows them too. For the thing. So don't be afraid to change.
Yeah, don't be afraid.
Yeah, it's okay to have a shitty logo and then go
upgrade.
From there.
Yeah, upgrade. So I upgraded my logo and I found one that I'm like, yes, this is the one. This is me. It's going to be on me for the rest of my life. This is something I can represent. I'm confident. I love that aesthetic. I love everything about it. You know what I mean? And so I just want to break down a couple things that I like when or that I like to look for when creating a logo. For one, it needs to be able to be stamped anywhere. You know what I mean? It's like, I love stamping my logo on anything and everything. I got to a point where now when people see TW anywhere, they think of my logo. I have people all the time that message me and say, hey, bro, I saw TW over here. And I'm like, the first thing I thought of was you. That's why I know I'm doing my job, because I put my logo on everything. I do it to the point where it's almost annoying. It's like, I'm so tired of seeing that TW with the stars. I'm so tired of seeing that TW with the, with the, with, with the, with